This is Dr. Jeff Barrows, filling in for Dr. Mike Chupp due to a recent illness. And you're listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Welcome to 2022 and our very first episode of CMDA Matters in the new year. I hope you enjoyed God's favor this Christmas season as you celebrated with your loved ones these past few weeks. A definite highlight for me was the opportunity to spend time with family and especially my two-year-old granddaughter, who clearly won the jackpot at Christmas. As we jump right into the new year, we've arranged a terrific lineup of guests who will be joining the podcast in the coming weeks and months. This will be our third year of bringing to you guests and leading experts who will talk about issues that really matter to our CMDA members and friends who listen on a regular basis. And coming up first in this new year, we have two Globetrotters who stopped by the studio to talk about a growing influence for the gospel in a highly respected hospital in a country and among a people that might just surprise you. This interview features a conversation with a courageous leader whom God has used in amazing ways to transform the CMDA ministry over 25 years, our CEO Emeritus, Dr. David Stevens. For some of you, his voice will be very familiar, the voice of CMDA heard on Christian Doctor's Digest for more than two decades. Dave is joined by one of our newest national ministry leaders, our Director of Healthcare Leadership, and the chair of our new healthcare executive section, Dr. Greg Neal. I hope that this conversation will not only encourage you as you learn of doors that God is opening for effective ministry in the 1040 window, but will also get you thinking about potential partnerships with key executive or administrative leaders in your hospital who love God and follow Christ. Let's listen in.
Well, what an honor I have today to welcome to CMDA Matters an old friend, mentor, boss, a voice that so many of you are going to recognize, though some of you are new listeners, so maybe you haven't heard his voice before. But I want to welcome to the program Dr. David Stevens, our CEO Emeritus, who popped the question to me a few years ago, would I consider moving from Africa, from Bomet, Kenya, Dave, to Bristol, Tennessee. So welcome to CMDA Matters.
It's great to be back, and it's good to be sitting in front of a microphone again. I did this for a lot of years, and it's been great to see how it's continued and expanded.
And you've just mentioned it's come a long way, baby, since the days of recording into a cassette recorder.
I remember back in, about 95, 94, 95, sat down with a boombox and did the first one on a cassette, and then wasn't even edited, and we moved a long way since then.
Well, what a 25-year period of time that you grew this media outlet that became Christian Doctor's Digest, yeah. I think. So welcome to the program, and also here with me in the studio is Dr. Greg Neal, who's come on staff at CMDA as our Director of Healthcare Leadership. So welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you. It's a great privilege to be here, particularly to be amongst two gentlemen that I consider mentors as well. And so thank you for the opportunity.
Well, both of these men have spent a fair amount of time chalking up some frequent flyer miles, traveling around the globe together, specifically to a hospital that formerly was called Oasis Hospital, now called Kennett Hospital in UAE. And Dave, before we jump into talking about what has developed, what has opened up an opportunity at this hospital in UAE, tell our listeners, since you handed over the baton September 1st, 2019, what chapter has he opened up in your life?
Well, people ask how retirement's going. I say, no, I've just retreaded and really gone back to my first love, which was medical missions. And, you know, God had to work on me a long time to move me from that role. And I see so clearly why he did. But now back, and one of the greatest needs in medical missions is just the fact of administration and management. And I ended up in that role as a physician, many other physicians do as well. So I've really come back to try to help in that arena because I think it's one of the greatest problem areas, for want of a better term, for the success of mission hospitals. And even those that aren't in medical missions are being called more and more as physicians into administrative roles, and they face challenges as well. So I think it's an important topic and one that's critical for the future of medical missions. So that's where I'm putting my time and my energies.
This was on your mind several years ago, so much so that you compiled a number of epistles. One of our blogs, newsletters that we send out over the years, headed up by Susan Carter. And you put together a book, I think it was published in 2012, called Beyond Medicine. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, it actually began with a series of articles looking at what medical missionaries have to do beyond medicine. I mean, you get very well trained when you get out there and then you start your residency all over again because you're learning missionary medicine, which is so much different. But since there are so few people in administration with any training in medical missions, often the doctor who's been there the longest, and sometimes the doctor that just arrives, which would happen to me, are moved into administrative roles with really no background, little administration, and some of them not any talent for it. So this book, a series of articles, was really kind of going through teaching people long distance about everything from how does a board work? How do you set up administration? How do you manage people? How do you deal with hiring people, firing people? I mean, all the other issues that are there, dealing with finances, supply chains, all the issues that come even in a bigger role in a mission hospital because you're often remote, away from any resources. In the old days, away from even communication and internet, these things often are what discourage and oftentimes make the mission hospital not work very well. So that series of articles was put together into a book, which we use with our new medical missionaries in training. And I think has impacted some lives.
Well, speaking of new chapters, so Greg, in the last year and a half or so, you've entered a new chapter after 25 or 30 years in healthcare administration, and in the last couple of years got your doctorate in healthcare administration. Tell our listeners a little bit, how in the world did God pull you into this now cross-cultural ministry, but really more than that?
Well, you're sitting across the table from an instrument that God used to pull me in this direction. It was actually 20 plus years ago, I guess, I met Dave Stevens for the first time. I heard him speak at our church here locally, and afterwards I thought, I've got to introduce myself to him, and I took the opportunity to do that. And when he found out what I did for a living, first word out of his mouth wasn't, "Oh, it's great to meet you, and tell me more about your family." It was, "How would you like to move to Thailand?"
Hi, I'm Dave Stevens, and I've got a wonderful plan for your life, Greg Neal.
Exactly. And it was the first time in my life I'd ever heard that there might be a place for, you know, non-clinicians on the mission field. And I'd had some interest in missions going back to high school and college even, thought that might be what God would call us to do, but ended up getting into the typical stream of healthcare administrators, executives, but was really intrigued by what he shared with me. The timing wasn't what God had for us at that point. But fast forward 25 years later, and God brings another conversation into my life, totally unexpectedly, with some of the leadership at what is now the Kennett Hospital. And when I heard the account of the legacy of what God has done to establish that ministry in such an unlikely place, but such a strategic place, it was really inspiring. And then I learned that, to my surprise, Dave Stevens is going to be the chairman of the board of that hospital. And he reached out. We had lunch one day, a month or two later. And he said, "Why don't you go with me over to the UAE? Just we're going to do some training for, you know, a week or two, and you'll be a big help." And so I thought, sure. I've been on a number of short-term trips. I thought, that'll be interesting. Never been to that part of the world. And a few days into that, next question out of Dave's mouth, "What would it take to get you to move here?" And thought, wow, that would take a lot of acts of God to to move. And that's exactly what happened. Over the course of next several months, God began to work in our family and our hearts to remove some barriers to making such a transition. So, yeah, I'm serving now as the executive vice president, as part of the leadership team there, sort of bi-locational, in addition to my work here with CMDA, and trying to spearhead some of the work that we're doing with this new section called the Christian Healthcare Executive.
Why don't you segue? Tell us about CHEC, the Christian Healthcare Executive Collaborative.
Sure. So CHEC is the new section of CMDA that was established about a year ago. And we exist to provide a community of Christian healthcare leaders, clinicians, executives, administrators, who inspire and support one another in integrating our faith into our practice of leadership. It's really all about encouraging one another, connecting, engaging, but also leveraging the unique skills that God has given these folks in service to the kingdom.
And as both of you been, I mean, around the block, especially you, Dave, around the block a number of times, and now Greg for a couple, 3 years now with some focus on this, how often do you run into career people who've dedicated their lives who are not physicians or dentists, but who are actually doing this full time?
Not many, I think is a good way to put it. And the situation at Kennedy is similar to that. I mean, they kind of had a crisis in leadership and they moved a physician in as the CEO. Wonderful guy, loves the Lord, but no training or background in administrating a hospital. And this is, you know, an extremely busy hospital, maternity hospital, 3,800 deliveries a year. So, you know, 700 staff, this type of thing. Your own experience at Tenwick, you've seen this. And so it's very common. Occasionally there are people that just have the gift and do it and love it. But in many situations, the busy doctor in charge is still practicing medicine.
And who gets to draw the short straw?
Yeah.
Who gets the job?
You've been
right?
there the longest. You're the founder. You're whatever. And so we trust you. We're going to put you in charge. And then the other side of that coin, as you begin to nationalize, often it's difficult to find people with a background in that area and experience, especially in busy mission hospitals and remote areas. People, if they may be in the country, they don't want to go into those areas. So you have to train up your own people. This is one of, I think, the major barriers to the success of medical missions. And I've seen it again and again and again. And when things don't work well, missionaries get frustrated that they end up leaving and going home. National staff don't stay. I mean, if things don't run well, after a while, things begin to fall apart.
CHEC is about a number of things. Certainly, it's about fellowship and bringing together like-minded healthcare leaders who've got administration, training, background, experience. But it's about more than cross-cultural missions as well. There are all kinds of mission fields, which Dave and I have talked about this, you know, not only physician practice, not only their offices, but hospital halls, meetings, all that sort of culture, that environment, where our listeners, our members, we have some members and we hope it continues to grow, but a lot of our listeners are healthcare professionals. Mm-hmm. So what's out there for CHEC in terms of mobilizing and sharing the faith with healthcare administration and growing CMDA through healthcare administrators?
Really, I think CHEC is an exciting opportunity to do all of that. I think anyone who is a follower of Jesus that's looking for fellowship with like-minded believers and striving to lead healthcare teams in a way that's based on biblical principles, and anyone that's interested in being part of an organization that's focused on getting or creating positive change in the ministry of healthcare organizations here in the U.S. as well as globally is going to find a sweet fellowship within CHEC. And that, you know, we are excited about the opportunity to connect and engage and encourage those folks who are in those hallways that you just talked about, but we also want to challenge them to step out and use those gifts that God has uniquely provided with them to have the kind of impact that you gentlemen have seen is needed to happen in so many missional organizations, particularly mission hospitals in places like Africa and Asia and South America and so many others. But you know, I suspect there are many current CMDA members who are serving in a leadership role already within a clinical practice, a hospital or health system, and thinking, man, it'd be great to network with other believers who are facing similar challenges to what we are, and to be able to have some dialogue around those with like-minded believers. And there are others, like you said, who would be excited to be engaged. with their administrative colleagues. Maybe they're clinicians who have executive dyad partners or administrative colleagues who they know are trying to faithfully serve, but maybe
that word dyad, yeah. I've only heard it recently, and it comes from the mouths of two of our leaders of our Czech section.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners what this dyad is all about.
Well, you know, running a complex organization, particularly a healthcare organization, is difficult on the best day, and that complexity shows up with all the clinical nuances that exist, right? But also in the how process intensive a healthcare organization is. And so it's rare to find an executive or one leader who embodies all the talent and leadership capacity that's needed for those needs. So I think it actually goes back to the Mayo brothers.
I just got the book about the Mayo Clinic's experience with these
dyads.
Yeah,
so Mayo is a great model for dyad leadership, and it's a model that I've had an opportunity to experience as well. And I think in some of the most effective mission hospitals, you particularly see this. It's sometimes a triad partnership of a medical executive or director, an administrative officer, along with a spiritual leader, sort of collaborating together to tackle strategic and operational needs. But yeah, I think it's a particular, whether an organization formally has a dyad partnership, if I'm working as an administrator in a healthcare setting, or if I were a physician leading a practice, I'd be looking for someone who brings some complementary skill sets to work with and lead the organization in a way that allows us to see a complete perspective of the challenges that we're facing.
And I think you're a poster professional for the benefits of that in terms of the fact you're sitting here today. We, all three of us here, share a mutual friend in Dr. Lyle Whitman, who's our current president of CMDA. And Lyle influenced you to get more involved in CMDA, I think, and help you with this transition even to this position.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've had many friends, physician colleagues who have been part of CMDA for years and years, and I was always sort of jealous of, wow, that sounds like a kind of organization I'd like to be a part of, but didn't really see a place at the table as a non-clinician. So that's why we're particularly excited about CHECK. And yeah, you're right, Dr. Whitman was instrumental in encouraging us to explore the possibility of developing this section that would be open to clinician leaders as well as non-clinician leaders, and I know it's a vision that that Dave had as well, going back to his leadership term, and we're so grateful for your enthusiastic support that got us off the...
Well, I followed Dave at Timmock Hospital, and he had a lot of things going, and so we at least tried to maintain those, and God helped to grow a lot of things. But this was another vision, Dave, that you had a number of years ago to actually bring in more administrative folks. Granted, we have a lot of physicians out there, many who are listening, who are involved in administration, but the vision went beyond that, did it not?
It did. I actually made visits in Texas, Oklahoma, other states, meeting and kind of networking, finding Christian administrators, hospitals, systems, all sorts of things. Started meeting with them, casting vision, and then the thing came together soon after I stepped down. So it was obviously a God thing because he was moving a lot of people's hearts. And the thing about physicians listening, all of them know administrators and some that are Christian. And you're the best reference to say, this is a group you need to be part of.
Absolutely.
Fellowship. I remember when I came on at CMDA, our motto was a fellowship of Christian doctors. And I went to the board and said, that's not really a good motto. Fellowship is a byproduct of doing something together.
Right.
And it's not just sitting around, sharing stories about your grandkids or your children or whatever. And so CHECK is like that. There's the fellowship that's going to be there and the cross-pollination and all those things. But I think the mission piece of it in this day and time, you can be a full-time administrator in the United States and being helping an administrator in Togo on Zoom. I mean, I've been doing that, and someone at Tenwick and people at Kennett and other hospitals. So, it may be a short-term mission trip to go out and take a look at it, but the long-term relationship and mentoring and training or teaching remotely opens that door. And there's something about giving of yourself unselfishly to help others that have great needs that just strengthens your soul and right. gives you joy. So this isn't an extra job. This is an opportunity to serve the Lord that can change people's lives.
Well, an exciting partnership that we, Dave, you started a number of years ago in working with MedSend mm-hmm. And putting together a conference that we've had. MedSend has developed and grown as well as CMDA has and now have a Global Missions Institute. And Greg, you've been a key part of a partnership and working with MedSend to provide a key factor in growing infrastructure at mission hospitals. And I think, would you not agree, this is one way that our listeners, physicians, can introduce missions and CMDA to their, whether they are Christians or not, really, the dyad or the administrators in their hospital or clinic to outreach. So talk to us a little bit about this partnership, and I think you have at least three opportunities that have opened up.
Yeah, absolutely. We're super excited for what seems like a real new movement that's occurring across the globe. You know, when I started working with CMDA and started reaching out and connecting, networking with other folks that are active in this space around the world, it seemed to be a theme sort of emerging of everybody recognizing that, wow, there's a real gap in leadership capacity in these mission hospitals and how much more effective we could be in fulfilling those our mission in these organizations if we had a full complement of the healthcare team, recognizing administrative talent is an essential part of making sure our clinicians on the field have the tools they need to do their job and are able to fulfill their calling. So yeah, we're excited about this partnership with MedSend. They have a wonderful vision. You know, they've been sponsoring young physicians coming out of training to get to the mission field for several decades.
I was one of the earliest yeah. alumni of that program.
Yeah. Well, they've got a vision now that I think is really wonderful to extend that sort of opportunity to nationals, taking looks like a general practitioner who may be a Kenyan or a Ugandan and upskill them by sending them to a residency and maybe infectious disease, general surgery, whatever the need might be in their region. But what they're found is that there's a real gap in terms of the capacity of mission hospitals to be that effective training center for them. And so that's the heart of this relationship, this collaboration, is identifying a number of hospitals, primarily in Africa and Asia, that MedSend wants to partner with over the long term to upskill the hospital from a physical plant standpoint, from educational capacity standpoint, clinical excellence, but recognizing they have to have strong leadership in place, financial management, supply chain that's reliable, all of the things that...
Good governance.
And governance, thank you. Of course, an expertise that Dave has, so not surprised he reminded me of that. But, so CHECK has been given the opportunity to sort of be a business partner with MedSend in this work. And there's three hospitals that have been identified, I think, as what would be phase one of this work, and one in Kenya, one in Togo, one in Cambodia. And so we're actually right now recruiting folks that would be subject matter experts in those areas that I just described, who'd be willing to serve as part of a short-term team to go to those locations and do an evaluation of what is their leadership capacity, the effectiveness of their governance, and make some recommendations that we might also have the opportunity to be a part of.
So I'll just take a break here. So how can listeners, I have a feeling there might be a few who are excited about what they're hearing. How can they get in touch with you, Greg, and find out more and or sign up to become part of one of these teams, whether it's to these three hospitals or even maybe how can they help at Kenned? How can they contact you?
Well, there's multiple channels to get in touch with us. You know, CHECK has a section on the cmda.org website. You can find us there. The CMDA Go app. We'd encourage people to download that and find us.
Thank you
there.
For that plug.
Yeah. We're on LinkedIn. We have a Facebook page, but you know, we'd love to receive an email. It's simple as send an email to CHECK, that's CHEC at CMDA.org, or give us a call here at the office. If I'm on the other side of the world, Misty Carter, my assistant, will be here, and she'll be happy to connect you. But we'd love to explore your interest in just being a part of, learning more about us, or volunteering to serve. We're also excited about an opportunity coming up with the National Convention.
I was hoping you would talk about that.
Yeah. So I think we're all excited. There's a big buzz for the opportunity to have an in-person version of the CMDA National Convention coming up in April of 2022 in Indianapolis. And CHECK is excited to have the privilege of sponsoring the pre-conference educational sessions that will be held on that Thursday afternoon, which will be applicable and relevant, the content will be, to every CMDA member.
A big focus on leadership, is it not?
Absolutely. We have four sessions planned, all connected to a theme of, I think, lessons we've learned from about building resiliency as healthcare leaders. Speakers are going to include folks like Dave Stevens, who you won't want to miss, Ben Anderson, a great friend to CMDA and a tremendous leader in his own right, Burt Jones. And then we're going to have a panel discussion, physicians and executive leaders, sort of that dyad conversation, who've been in the trenches leading through this pandemic for, you know, over 2 years now. And we're looking forward to being able to connect in person with folks that I know will be an excellent set of really engaging sessions.
The only downside to the timing is that I'm a little nervous that it's going to be so attractive that some of our House of Representatives will want to walk out of our House of Representatives during the same time.
That'd be a good problem to have. Yeah.
From our point of view.
Yeah. Let me diverge just a little bit. I wonder if, as a committed Christian administrative leader in a hospital system over a number of years, how can our listeners navigate the challenges that are out there in a secular environment in any healthcare system, community, or academic? How can they navigate the challenges of living out their faith within that particular healthcare system from your perspective, having been out there for a number of years?
Mm. Well, in my experience, yeah, there are a lot of cultural, I think, threats, if you will, that are challenging our comfort level with living out our faith. Folks that are critical and sort of warning us not to be too out there with our faith. But, you know, I found that, at least in my experience, there's far more folks who really want the freedom to be able to express their faith. And they went into healthcare out of that heart to serve. Maybe it was a calling from God, really, that led them into healthcare as a life of service. And it's a way of giving back to God for what he's done for them. So, I don't know, I think there's relatively silent majority. And so I'd encourage folks not to be too bashful, to throw those faith flags out there. And you'll find there's a lot more folks that you'll have fellowship with. And that's really why it's so important to have healthcare administrators and executives and leaders who are encouraged in their faith as well. That I think finding fellowship within CHECK with one another might be another way of encouraging them to set those flags out there and set the tone and the culture of their organizations that encourages folks to provide that spiritual element of care that's so essential to comprehensive or holistic medicine. I know I've seen examples, countless examples over the years of clinicians that would pause and pray with a patient or a family member, and you have no idea the impact that has, not just on that family or that patient, but on the staff that are witnessing that. And I think it's a way of encouraging them to live out their faith and be bold witnesses as well.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining me today on CMDA Matters. Any final exhortations that you'd like to pass to our listeners?
I just want people to be bold to take a step. I know you're busy. All of us are. My wife accuses me of not slowing down at all, and there's some truth in that. But, God's put us here for a purpose. Whether you're a retired doctor or retired administrator or still active, there's ways you can be involved that will bless your heart and, more importantly, help build the kingdom. And it may be initially a trip to an area and then a long-term relationship helping people, or it may just be a Zoom call. Step out, join CHECK. Tell your friends that are administrators and love the Lord, here's something you should be a part of. physicians, members of CMDA, nurse practitioners, other healthcare professionals are our best ambassadors for Growing Czech because they know people in the trenches.
Well, I want to thank you personally, Dave, for joining us today. And I've heard from so many board members and members who've been around for a long time that they cannot believe the incredible gift that you and Gene Rudd gave to CMDA in this transition of leadership, and that you handed over the baton to me and a very big team. It took about 6 or 7 of us to replace 2 of you, actually. It's the truth. I'm not exaggerating. But thank you. I mean, a number of other organizations, even though you weren't founders of CMDA, it changed dramatically under your leadership. And so Dr. Whitman, who I mentioned earlier, and I were just talking about what an incredible gift that you gave to me and to the board, and how you prepared for and went through this transition. It could be a case study, really, I think.
God did the work. It was just great to be part of it.
As Greg just shared with us, the CHECK, that's C-H-E-C section, which stands for Christian Healthcare Executive Collaborative, is a community of Christian healthcare executives that inspire and support one another. In fact, this section exists to develop an active community among Christian healthcare executives, as well as resources to help healthcare leaders in their mission to change hearts in healthcare. There are so many ways for Christian healthcare leaders to get involved and benefit from this new community. So if you're a leader in your organization, we encourage you to, quote, check it out. I'm so encouraged by the work Dr. Stevens is doing with the CHECK section in his newly retired role as CEO Emeritus. Like he said, training administrative leaders is one of the major barriers to the success of healthcare missions. It's something Dr. Chupp has mentioned experiencing during his time on the mission field at Tenwick Hospital. The new CHECK specialty section is also focused on meeting the needs of hospital administrations through cross-cultural missions. We want to challenge you to impact mission organizations in Asia, Africa, and other locations with the leadership skills the Lord has given you. Visit cmda.org/CHEC to learn more and get involved. And if you're not a leader, then will you share this information with the executives in your organization? You can also download the CMDA Go app in your device's app store to connect with others in the section. CHECK, now that's C-H-E-C, is one of the groups on CMDA's growing list of specialty sections. Among all our various ministries, CMDA's specialty sections give you the unique opportunity to equip, network, and fellowship with colleagues in your specific healthcare specialty. Organized by CMDA members, the sections provide a wealth of resources for those who wish to connect with their colleagues. Sections available include the Fellowship of Christian Physician Assistants, the Psychiatry section, and many more. To find a section for your specialty, visit cmda.org/specialty-sections. During the interview with Greg and Dave, they briefly mentioned the Epistle, which is a bi-monthly e-newsletter to educate, encourage, and equip healthcare missionaries around the globe. Each issue of the Epistle includes articles about management on the missionary field, information from like-minded organizations, announcements, as well as new resources available for those on the field. Produced by CMDA's Center for Advancing Healthcare Missions, the Epistle is free to anyone interested in healthcare missions. To sign up to receive this e-newsletter, visit cmda.org/CAHM. The podcast also mentioned Dr. Stevens' book, Beyond Medicine, a compilation of many of the writings Dave did over the years for the Epistle. For healthcare missionaries in today's landscape, the success of their ministry depends on their ability to manage the non-medical tasks encountered each and every day. In this book, Dr. Stevens uses his own personal experiences, expertise, and insight to guide readers through these topics and many others. With easy-to-use principles and practical advice designed to inspire and encourage those who carry out a call to serve cross-culturally, this book is a must-have resource to help you go beyond medicine. You can get your copy today in the CMDA bookstore at cmda.org/bookstore. It's the first week of 2022, and that means we are one step closer to being together again at the 2022 CMDA National Convention on April 21st through the 24th in Indianapolis, Indiana. After more than 2 years of connecting with you virtually, this is going to be a wonderful chance for us to find renewal, refreshment, and revival together. One of our plenary speakers is Professor Carl Truman, the author of The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, and who was a guest on CMDA Matters last year. Plus, you'll hear from Dallas Jenkins, the creator and director of The Chosen TV series, Lila Rose, the founder and president of Live Action, and Dr. Daisy Dowell, who serves as the board chair for Christian Community Health Fellowship. You definitely don't want to miss the convention this year or the new pre-conference sessions that Greg Neal and the Czech section is sponsoring on Thursday, April 21st. For more information and to register, visit natcon.cmda.org. Next week, Dr. Chupp and I will be chatting with two parents who are negotiating one of the most challenging situations facing both healthcare professionals and parents in today's culture. This mother and father recently tried to get help for their son who struggles with gender confusion or gender dysphoria. Their experience and the insight they have gained is so important, so you don't want to miss it. Of course, if you want to suggest a future guest for the podcast, just email us at cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share us on your favorite social media platform. As always, thank you for listening to CMDA Matters. In closing today, I hope you are always listening for God's daily guidance and direction. King David reminds us in Psalm 37 that the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He cares about every detail of their lives. As we kick off this new year, my prayer for you in 2022 is that you will respond to His direction and participate in bringing the hope and healing of Christ to the world. This is a vision that matters most to CMDA and CMDA Matters. Let's do this again next week, shall we? Bye for now.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.